so, Matt. So, yeah, comment on the end of the season and how it played out in your view.
Yeah, obviously disappointing, but I think we worked hard. It was tough with those guys out, with four really big parts of our team being out of the lineup. It's difficult, but I think we did our best. Tri-City was a team that was rolling. They were playing really good hockey, and they're a really opportunistic team, so they don't need too many chances to capitalize, but it was a hard-fought series.
Yeah, and then particularly for you, you know, you had such a great series with lots of points in Vancouver, and then the Tri-Cities, they seemed to not let you be the offense, and it meant that they had to, you know, look to some of the up-and-coming, and which was impressive as well.
Yeah, they did a good job. I think they used their depth to their advantage, and they did a good job on keying in on our scorers and our go-to offensive guys. So give them credit. They played a well-structured game, and they made it difficult for four games, for sure.
So that difficulty, you know, probably will help you in the next level. So speaking of the next level, is there word on what you're up to next?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think depending on where Stockton finishes, if they make the playoffs or not, then I'll go down there if they do clinch for the playoff run, so that'd be exciting, and if they don't make that, then I'll just head home for the summer and start working out, and yeah, I don't really know where I'm going to be next year. It's kind of up in the air. I'm just going to try to have a really good summer and give myself the best chance I can.
And so, and what, you know, what would be your hope, I guess, then?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think you obviously want to play at the highest level possible, so I'm hoping to play pro hockey next year. That's what I'm going to be working for this summer, and I'm working towards, and I think that's going to be good for me to be pushing myself to play at a higher level than junior, so that's what I'm going to be shooting for.
So that said, you know, some difficult goodbyes potentially here, you know, looking at maybe you're not going to be with these guys again. What have you been saying to them?
Yeah, it's upsetting, honestly. It's a tough time of year. I know that goes for itself, and that's pretty easy to say, but it is hard, and Victoria's been an absolute treat since I've been here to play in and be a part of this organization. So it's hard, and especially looking around with the guys, I've met some of my best friends here, and there's guys like guys stick out like Dante and Ralph I got drafted here with, and it's hard knowing that this potentially could be last game I played a couple games ago. So it's upsetting, but it's part of it.
You went out in a great way though with game 7 here, and also the fan support that we had this year. Apparently it was the you know, an increase in fans this year, probably attributed a bit to coming to watch Matthew Phillips play. Any comment on, you know, the relationships you built with fans here?
Yeah, it was unreal. I think, honestly, you hear everyone say we have the best fans in the league, and that's pretty cliche, but I think our fans are unbelievable, and personally getting to know them. I think they're always hanging around the rink, and it's awesome to just walk by and say a quick hello, and it's been really nice over the years to honestly get to know the fans and just talk to them, and I'm sure they'd say the same about getting to know the players. So it's been a great relationship between myself and the fans.
So I know you talked about my favorite question, asking you the title of your book. You said it was memorable. Would you stick with that? And, you know, would that be the main title of your book still?
Yeah, it would be. I think just thinking back, it's hard. I haven't really thought much about it yet, but to my time in Victoria, it's been incredible, and there's a lot of great memories this season alone. But going back to other years, it's been something special, and it's been everything that I could have hoped for coming to a junior hockey organization. So I can't say enough good things.
You even got your bobblehead.
Yeah, I got it packed up over there. So I think
taking it with you?
I think I lost the stick though, but that's okay. I'll figure it out.
Oh no, lost Maddie.
I think I have a couple extras anyway, so it's all good.
Okay.